Shark Chat Freestyle for August 15th, 2015. Dog Days of Podcasting, Season 4, Episode 12. Hello and welcome to another Dog Days of Podcast episode of Chuck Chad Freestyle, an audio diary of my life. It's so nice to talk with you once again on a daily basis with most or many of you. This is the Dog Days of Podcasting Challenge, where you try to make a podcast a day for a month, 31 days, whatever it is. Loose rules. If you trip and fall, get up and keep running. There's no first place. Everyone's a winner. DogDaysOfPodcasting.com. All right, let's get through the news. Or, well, we can call it that. I am a bachelor for a couple of weeks. This is going to be interesting. It happens once in a while. Donna has gone back to the old country. She got up, well, we got up at 5 o'clock this morning and drove to Phoenix Mesa Airport, where she flew the budget airline Allegiant, direct from Phoenix Mesa to Appleton, Wisconsin. And I believe my daughter Julie is meeting her there. She had a standby ticket because my niece's husband, the one who lived with us for a couple of months in March and April, he flies for Allegiant, so he gets these vouchers, but you're on standby. Well, it looked pretty good earlier in the week. He said, look, there's only like 22 people booked on this flight, or 22 seats open, or something ridiculous. It was clearly not going to be a problem. And when she got there, she checked in at the counter. I went to a nearby parking lot just for 10 minutes to make sure that everything was okay. And she got her seat. Once she said she's good, I headed back home. I wanted to go back to bed because I was very tired from getting up at 5. But I'm going to have to keep this habit because I got to get up at 4 on Monday. Another travel day. But enough of that. Came back and started on my Saturday honey-do list. First thing was paint the wall. And that is, we painted that retaining wall back in May, or June, I think it was. Looks real nice, the one next to the pool. Well, we had a new wall built to kind of give privacy around the pump and filter and back shed. Because the way that the patio is, we extended it a little bit more where the diving board was. So on one end of the pool, we had this little crappy, rusted-out diving board that was turning into a hazard. Actually, diving boards are like merry-go-rounds. They're always a hazard, but they're a whole lot of fun. But we took that out, and they stuccoed the wall. And I know Michael Butler will appreciate this. Do not try to paint a stucco wall with a paintbrush. It takes forever, and it is no fun. And after about 30 minutes, I got maybe 10% of this wall done. And I said, no, I am not going to be here for about 6 hours painting this stupid stucco wall. Because it's getting hotter by the minute. I think I started, it was 95 degrees, and by the time I was done, it was over 100. So I ran to the rental place, paid the $88 to rent an electric air sprayer, came home and was done in about 20. Well, the painting took 20, then you got to do the cleanup and everything else. So all in all, I got it done in a front to back, including attempting to try it with a brush, about 2 hours. And that included burying an electrical cable into the gravel landscaping so you couldn't see that. And a few other things just to make things cosmetically, aesthetically pleasing and get things done the way Donna and I wanted them done. So that project is done. I need to still continue to do show prep for tomorrow's Technorama. I need to run to Goodwill. I was trying to think of the name of the store. Go there all the time. Goodwill, and pick up a pair of jeans for a sketch that we're going to do at Dragon Con. I'm going to leave that to the imagination of the attendees. Craig and Clinton already know, well, if they've read the script, they'll know what is coming up. The rest of you are just going to have to sit and find out, and it will be funny. I promise. I also want to record a few questions and clips for Steve Webb's podcast, which I will do momentarily since I am at the board. You can tell from the audio quality, like the clip at the end says, this is from the sunny Phoenix Binary Studio, yada, 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 not on the iPhone this time. Then finally, to reward getting all this stuff done, hopefully I will get all this stuff done and maybe sneak in a nap as it approaches 11 a.m. soon. I will be going over to Sam Robertson's sister's house because Sam is going to be in town for a visit. And then we'll probably see her again at Dragon Con in a few weeks. So it'll be good to see Sam. Good to see a bunch of other people that, you know, local friends that we get together and have fun and play games and laugh and drink and have a lot of fun. So looking forward to that later this afternoon, evening-ish time frame. Unfortunately, Donna can't be here, but we are going to have fun. And I'll send her a picture or something. So, quick review. Today's movie this time, is The Signal. I think this was one of those movies that came out in 2014 or maybe earlier in 2015. I have to look on the movie thingy to find out about I apologize for stammering and stuttering. That's what happens when you get up too early. The brain doesn't work quite right. But I watched this last night, night before. I think I had to watch. I had to split it because I was falling asleep a little early. So I watched about 10 minutes of the movie, and then I finished the rest of it on the second sitting. That aside, I was reading a news feed earlier this year, a couple of months ago, whatever, and it said, here are 6 movies you should watch that really didn't do that well in the theater. They are very good. So I jotted them down. One was, what was it called? The Good Girl, The Go Girl, Go something. I can't remember it. You're probably going, no, yeah, I know what it is, Chuck. I'll find it because it's on my playlist thing as a watch this someday thing. Well, The Signal was one of those, and I'm going, ah, I want to watch a movie tonight. So I flipped up The Signal, and starts out, it almost looks like it's going to be a hacker movie. It's got two nerds, and they're doing packet traces and things to find someone who's hacking their computer. Sorry about that little audio burp in there. I was fiddling with the board nervously or habitually and turned up the wrong thing. But they follow this signal, a ping packet, whatever it is, out into the middle of freaking nowhere. And that's when it gets interesting. I won't spoil it for you, but it's all right. It's all right. I'll give you my number now. I'd give it about a 6 or 7. It's not the world's greatest movie, but it's an interesting story. And I think the director's attempt to make you feel the frustration of the main character of what's going on. Is this real? Is it a dream? Is it hallucination? It works because the whole time I'm going, come on, I want this, the Lawrence Fishburne character, Dr. Damon, that gets played in this. He does a pretty good job. He does a pretty good job. He remains as cool, calm self, almost like a Matrix character. But that it kind of has that Matrix vibe. Maybe it's because Lawrence Fishburne is in there. But yeah, 6 or 7. Decent movie if you want to sit down and watch something interesting. Good sci-fi flick that I'd like to see if the characters or the directors, producers, writers show up in other places. I'll go check IMDb and let you know on that one. So that will do it for today. I'm going to try, like everybody else, try to keep this a little shorter next time. But I keep putting these things on the personal list, and they keep getting pushed down to the next day. So I've got about 5 days of personal things, newsy things, planned out that aren't real timely, because every time something timely comes up, it pushes the things further out. So stuff I was going to talk about today may not show up till like Thursday, unless something important shows up Thursday. I will talk to you later. Let's play that old familiar song. There's that music again. That means that's all for this time. So let me tell you how to get in touch with me if you're so inclined. My podcasts are at chuckchat.com, where they've been since 2004. More general information about me is at Chuck Tomasi. I assume you can spell Chuck, right? But Tomasi is T-O-M-A-S-I, and there you'll find links to Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, books, career notes, and all that stuff. Some shows are recorded in the Binary Studio in sunny Phoenix, Arizona, and the rest are recorded on my phone using Boss Jock. I'm sure you can tell the difference just by listening. This show is part of the Dog Days of Podcasting, a challenge for podcasters to make a podcast a day for 30 days about this time each year, August. Thanks to my friend and coworker Craig Stepp for coming up with the idea in 2012. For more information about the Dog Days of Podcasting, head over to dogdaysofpodcasting.com. Thank you for listening, and I give you a binary high five. 101.